Yerushalmi Demai, corresponding to Bavli Zochim Daf Pehe. We begin Yerushalmi on Daf Hey Amud Beis at the Mishnah. Hademai, Ma'avim Boy, Mishtatfim Boy, Mavokin Olov, Mazamin Olov, Mafishin Oisai Orum, Uvenash Mashoif, Vim Hikdim, Ma'asa Sheni Lerishoin, Eim Bakach Klum. Mishnah says one can use Demai to contribute towards an Erev Chatzerus, or Shitufei Mavois, one makes upon it Birkos Amozen, and one who ate from it may join the Zimun, even though he wasn't permitted to eat it. He may tithe it when naked, and he may tithe it in Ben Ashmoshoth, which is the twilight time at the onset of Shabbos. If he separated Ma'aseh Sheni from it before Ma'aseh Rishon, it's fine. Shemen she'agar di sachbet v'oisav chayev b'demai v'she'asurik noisim b'tzemer potter min ha'demai. The oil that a weaver rubs between his fingers is obligated in demai, but the oil that the comer adds to his wool is exempt from demai. The Gemara says, Mafishin, Oisai Orem, She'ein Otern Brocha, he may tithe it when naked, since the blessing isn't made when tithing it. Ruben Ashmashos, Hadad Tanina, Safik Hashecha, Safik Loi Hashecha. He may tithe it in Ben Ashmashos. This is like the Mishnah in Mesechah Shabbos that discusses that time period when it's doubtful whether it's after nightfall that permits tithing Demai during that time. Tani, Rabbi Chalafta Ben Shol, Machalin, Demai, Bameochat, She'ein Otern Brocha. The Baisa says that Rabbi Chalafta Ben Shol says one may redeem Demai in the bathhouse even, since the blessing is not made. Havah they toim bracha, but for definite tezel, a blessing is required. Rabbi Mana boy kaimi Rabbi Yudin, kezrim avarach im hayu peyois al pidyon ma'asasheni, im hayu mois al chil ma'asasheni. Im hikdim sheni l'rishoin im kachlum, v'sha'ava habetchila loy. Rabbi Mana said to Rabbi Yudin, how does he make the blessing? If he's redeeming ma'asasheni produce, he says the words about the redemption of Ma'aseh Sheni, and if he's brought Ma'aseh Sheni money to Yerushalayim and he wishes to transfer the Kedusha onto food as required, he says the phrase about the exchange of Ma'aseh Sheni. If he separated Ma'aseh Sheni before Ma'aseh Rishon, it's valid. That's only post facto, but ideally it may not be done. Rabbi Barei Rabbi Chia Bar Vava Rabbi Chia B'Shem Rabbi Yochanan Mutter Hakdim Sheni L'Rishon B'Demai. Rabbi Abba, the son of Rabbi Chia Bar Vava, and Rabbi Chia, quoting Rabbi Yochanan, said that for Demai, it's permitted to separate Ma'aseh Sheni before Ma'aseh Rishon. Rabbi Yaakov Bar Acha Bar Idi B'Shem Rabbi Shur Ben Levi Lo Yase V'im Asa Ma'aseh Asa Asi. Rabbi Yaakov Bar Acha Bar Idi, quoting Rabbi Shur Ben Levi, says no, he shouldn't do this, but if he did, then it's valid. And the Gemara asks, Ma'u Likava Sheni B'Makom Rishon. The question is, could he declare the Ma'aseh Sheni without actually separating it before he fixes the Ma'aseh Rishon? Should we be concerned that he will also declare the Ma'aseh Rishon in the same place as the Sheni? Is it permitted to separate Ma'aseh Rishon from the place that he fixed to be Ma'aseh Sheni? Rabbi Yosef ben Shaul, Aisile, Arise Peri, Amalei Seva Kora Sheni, Vachazav Amalei Seva Kora Rishon, Vachashloima, Shema Kava Sheni V'Makom Rishon, Hada'ama Shemuta Likava Sheni V'Makom Rishon. The answer is that Rabbi Yosef ben Shaul was brought fruit by his sharecropper. Rabbi Yosef told him to first go and fix the place of the Ma'aseh Sheni Demai, and then he told him to fix the place of the Ma'aseh Rishon. Why wasn't he concerned that he would fix both in the same place? And this shows it's permitted to fix the Sheni in the place of the Rishon.